This oral history project is part of the 2023 Vintage Festival. This project was made possible thanks to the sponsorship of the Peter Lehman Foundation and Barossa Village, the creative energies and skills of the Emu Tree, Daisy Love George, and the staff at Barossa Village. This project was designed to create a lasting memory of the people who contributed so much to our community.
Eulogy of Lewis Mervyn Heusler. Dad was born at Yudunda Hospital on the 12th of August 1945. He was the fourth child of Heinrich and Gertrude Heusler. Dad had four brothers and sisters, Lorna, Edgar deceased, Gladys and his younger brother Walter. They lived in an old stone cottage about 2 kilometres out of Yudunda on the Truro Road. He was baptised in September at St John's Lutheran Church on Australia Plains. When Dad was old enough, he went off to the Yudunda area school with his older siblings, which was at least 2 kilometre walk from home, uphill both ways. Later, a school bus picked them up and things got a little easier on the children. Dad was confirmed in 1959 at Emmaus Lutheran Church in Yudunda. Church and religion played a large part in his life. In 1960, Dad received his progress certificate from school and began work. There wasn't much work around locally, so he picked up seasonal jobs where he could, including stooking and carting hay for Lou Schiller, fruit picking and pruning jobs for Clary Oakes, as well as general maintenance work. Dad and his brother also trapped rabbits and sold them in the top hotel in Yudunda for 2 shillings. When Dad turned 16, he wanted to get his driver's license, but he didn't have a car to do the test in. He went to the local car dealership in Yudunda. Dad spoke to Rex, the owner, and said, "I'd like to get my driver's license, but I don't have a car to do the test in." Rex said, "Well, there's a car over there. Take that one and do your test in it." So he was given the keys for this car from the yard, went and did his driver's test, got his driver's license and brought the car back to the yard. With this, his newly acquired driver's license, Dad bought a local used Ford Custom Line single spinner. That car didn't last too long, and he bought another car, an FB Holden Special Station Wagon from Rookies, which was an old mail-run vehicle. Dad then headed up to Berry and worked in the fruit block. He also did one seasonal vintage work at Berry Winery. Once before coming back home to Yudunda, Dad removed the back seat from the wagon and half filled the back of the car with freshly picked Riverland oranges. He then drove his car early Saturday morning down next to the hotel in the main street to flog off bags of oranges out of the back of his car. Dad loved speeding as a young lad. He bought a go-kart from Sydney and raced it at Point Pass go-kart track, but he had more fun racing it around the top of the dam bank on the family farm, using the creek as a slip and slide chicane. When vintage was over for the year, he came back home to do casual work at Steinitz at Truro, carting grapes to Adelaide. In between his casual jobs was being unemployed for periods of time. During one of these times, there was a program operating for unemployed with the Yudunda Council called the Red Scheme. Dad signed up for this program, which saw him working at a local farming property called King's Court, for about 15 months. During this time, there was a really bad windstorm, and while driving around the property looking for damage, Dad had happened to spot an injured juvenile wedge-tailed eagle. Dad, as he want, took it home and built a large enclosure to keep it safe until it had recovered enough to let it go. It was a very hungry bird, and he often had to trap rabbits to feed it. Dad was then offered some work by Willis Schultz at the butcher shop in Yardunda. There he was taught some butchering skills and how to make small goods over the next 6 months. Then on the 14th of October 1965, Dad got a letter from the government telling him that he was to attend a local medical examination with a medical board. A couple of months later, on the 7th of December, he was drafted and was required to commence 2 years national service with the Army from the 31st of January in 1966. He was 20 years old at the time. In November 1965, prior to beginning national service, Lewis traded in his old Holden FP station wagon for his brand new car, a 1965 Vauxhall Viva Deluxe sedan for £927. Dad began national service at Keswick Barracks in Adelaide in the 5th Signal Regiment. Dad did his basic recruits course there together with a basic cookery course. He was then posted to Puckapunyal, Victoria, and then to Dundas in Sydney, where he cooked in the officers' mess. While he was in Dundas, he turned 21, so his army mates took him on the train into Sydney to have a boozy night on the town to celebrate. While in Dundas, Dad received a telegram from home. His father had been tragically killed in a workplace accident at the local foundry in Yardunda. He was granted compassionate leave straight away, and he took a train to Sydney, then back to Adelaide, and then on to Gawler. But what next? It was late at night, so he began walking from the train station, hoping to get a ride back to Yardunda. He got up to the other side of Williston, and some man stopped and asked where he was heading to. Lewis told him where he was going, but the man said, "I'll take you far as Kapunda, that's where I live." Lewis agreed and hopped in the car. As they travelled, they talked, and Lewis told him the reason why he was going home, about his father's funeral. The man must have felt sympathy for Dad and ended up driving him all the way to the top pub at Yardunda. By this time, it was 1 or 2 a.m. in the morning, so he had to walk the next 5 kilometres back to his family home. After the funeral, Dad had to go back to Dundas, where his regiment was getting ready for deployment over to Vietnam. They were just waiting to go when, fortunately, the war was declared over. His regiment stayed home. During his service, he became friends with an army sergeant who raced sprint cars at Rowley Park. Dad was hooked, and while home, he would tow the car around to Renmark and Murray Bridge speedways. Once, while coming home from Renmark, Dad became drowsy and fell asleep at the wheel. Wally was in his passenger seat and leaned over just in time to take over the steering wheel as they drifted off the road just outside of Mount Mary. They ended up getting home just before sunrise, and so they just put on their work clothes and got cows in for milking. Around this time, Wally was courting a young lady named Frieda Brooks. Now, Frieda had a family friend called Sandra Luxon. Dad and Sandra went on a few double dates and began to write each other while Urs was in Dundas and Sandra was in Adelaide. They saw more of each other when Dad was transferred back to the Keswick Barracks prior to him being discharged in February 1968. In place of their father, Dad was asked to by his sisters to walk them down the aisles for their weddings. First Lorna in 1968 and then Gladys in 1970. After his discharge, Dad got work again at King's Court as a farmhand. He and Sandra continued their courtship until they were married on the 12th of October 1968 in the Trinity Lutheran Church, Coonlight Gardens. Dad and Mum had a driving honeymoon to Port Lincoln. He often joked that Mum talked the whole way until they passed a den kangaroo on the side of the road and she stopped talking for a little while from this terrible stench. Mum and Dad made their home in the workers' house at King's Court. It wasn't long before Mum and Dad welcomed their first child of three, Robin, in April 1969. Not long after, in July 1971, she was followed by Wendy. Dad continued working as a farmhand. Money was pretty tight, so they found ways to stretch every penny. Mum and her dad, George, were keen fishermen. They introduced Dad to fishing. Mum and Dad bought a silver caravan, began what was a lifelong love of fishing trips over to the York Peninsula. At the end of 1975, Dad changed jobs and they had to live in the little caravan on the family property in Yadunda until they was able to rent a house out at Australia Plains Road. Rent was $5 a week. Dad was now butchering for Charlie Henke. He was a strong, hard worker and did everything from mulesing to tailing lambs, rounding up sheep and feeding pigs, to slaughterhouse work, making small goods and doing meat deliveries to Henke's other store at Morgan. Mum and Dad wanted a house they could call their own and began looking around Yadunda as the family was growing. They found a huge stone bungalow in town. A lot of work was needed. As it happened, it had no plumbing or cooling. Water was from an old underground rainwater tank with a hand pump. Wally was a builder and he came for a few days to help Dad in the back veranda with the laundry and bathroom and plumbing into the kitchen. Mum and Dad were keen gardeners, Dad with his vegetables and Mum with her flowers. Their girls were growing up quickly, but you know, as the saying goes, new house, new baby. Maxine arrived in February 1979. Mum and Dad, with a growing family, bought a bigger caravan, which they based at Kibowie on York Peninsula. Dad thought this was a good spot, close to jetties and close to surf beaches. One of Dad's favourite jokes, whenever he saw a live, sleepy lizard on the road, he would stop, pick it up, the lizard, and then reach into the back seat with it. The girls squealed for the first few times, and then after that it was like, really, Dad, kids, ha! Family holidays were over at the caravan at Kibowie, where they made many lifelong friends. Mum and Dad loved to show their vegetables and produce at Yadunda Show, and over the years they won many prizes for their entry. It was normal for the family to be up at 6 a.m. on the morning of the show, picking and scrubbing vegetables with clean toothbrushes for show entries. Time went on and Dad proudly walked all girls down the aisle on their wedding days. Robin was first in March 1991 to Bruce. Wendy then followed in May 1998 to Terry, and then Maxine in September 2001 to Dan. Each of these girls have two sons, Jared, Lucas, Dylan, Toby, Liam and Jacob. Mum and Dad were quite active in their grandsons' lives. Dad bought fishing rods for the boys, who showed an interest in it when they came on holidays. He took them out for drives up to Cadell to pick fruit and out to the workplace. He took them out chopping wood, and of course he did the occasional stop to pick up a sleepy lizard and try them to give them a scare over the back seat. Eventually Dad retired from Hanky Butchers. They sold their big family van and bought a smaller pop-top caravan that was easy to tow. They took it over to New South Wales to visit Maxine and Dan, who moved around often with the Air Force. Dad loved going over the Blue Mountains. Also took it up to Katherine in the Northern Territory, once again to visit Maxine and Dan when they were at Tyndall. The van really didn't make it home due to an accident in northern Western Australia. Not to be deterred, they continued around the coast to Perth, and Mum still remembers and talks about the trip. They got home about 4 months after they left. One day on TV they saw Keith Martin on Channel 9, who was a weatherman, talking about flights over to Antarctica. Intrigued, they bought tickets for the flight. It was one of the biggest highlights of their retirement years. In October 2018, Mum and Dad celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary with the entire family, which was a great milestone. However, over the years, Dad had several surgeries on his knees, and the effects were starting to affect his walking. He was obviously walking with a bit of a limp, but he never complained. Dad was invited to go to lawn bowls. He went to a few games at different surrounding towns for Yadunda Lawn Bowls Club. Dad was a proud and active member of the local RSL, and he and Mum often helped out Yadunda RSL with catering for functions until it became difficult to help anymore. As time went on, Dad's health continued to decline. On one occasion he caught a bad case of pneumonia which resulted in a heart attack. He was treated at Kapunda and then at Lyell McEwen and had to be on a life support for 5 days. Mum and the girls were extremely worried, and Maxine even rushed down from Katherine, as they all thought it was going to be fatal. However, Dad, an old tough bird, recovered through to watch the health issues more closely, resulting in more doctor's visits. Recently, Dad began having falls, brought on by nerve damage to his knees, the worst being last year. He resulted in a long stay in Lyell McEwen Hospital and Modbury Geriatric Unit for physio to assist him walking. Due to his ill health and falls, and after much discussions with Mum and Dad, it was decided to get Mum and Dad into the Barossa Village so that they could receive much better care. First Dad and then Mum were moved in the late 2022. Dad's mobility and health took a steep decline despite everyone's best efforts. Dad passed away peacefully in his sleep on Tuesday the 17th of January at 4 a.m. Dad is survived by his loving wife of 54 years, Sandra, his daughters, 6 grandsons, 2 sisters, 1 brother and 21 nieces and nephews. He was a man who lived his life simply, worked hard and loved his family. He had a massive impact on everyone who knew him. Rest in peace, Dad. Thank you.
You have been listening to a podcast from the Barossa Village Oral History Project. Further podcasts can be found and downloaded at thewaywewere.podbean.com.